Das Chazar sich nicht über Rechetz geschlagen, warum Yehudim sagt, das geht in Daf Gimel. Vielleicht mal according to Rav, who says, that the Shliach says, Bafani Nechta, Bafani Nechta, because we're concerned that he will not find witnesses to confirm the signatures on the get, there should need to be two witnesses who come and confirm the get, just as in all other cases of Kiyum Shtaris, we need two witnesses. Mara says, again, this is the case, like we answered before, this is the case of Yisurin, it does not involve monetary or criminal law, and therefore, once one witness is sufficient, Eidechon Nem B'Yisurin. In fact, the only time the Eidechon Nem B'Yisurin is where the witness is not testifying against the Chazaka, where we have a piece of animal fat and we don't know what's a Shuman or Chalev. However, in our case, the woman has a Chazaka, she's an Eishes Ish. That makes the case into a matter of Erev, and we have a rule that ain't it Dovash Erev, Pachas Mishnayim, and therefore two witnesses should be needed. In truth, Deraisa, we don't even need to confirm this get. Based on Rish Lakish, who says that witnesses who are signed on a document are given the status as if they have been fully vetted by Bezdin. It's the Rabbanon who say that it must be done, and they were lenient by only requiring a single witness so as to try to prevent the woman from becoming an Aguna by making the get process an easier one. In fact, it's not a Kula. If they would require two witnesses, the husband would never be able to come and say that the get is possible. But now that only one witness is required, it leaves open the possibility that he can come and claim that it's possible. And for the Gemara, since, as we will learn, the Shliach must give the get to the woman in front of maybe two or three different witnesses, subject of Machlek, as we'll see later, the Rabbanon relied on the fact that the Shliach will research his get very well to assure its validity so as not become embarrassed later on if the husband calls the get into question, which would embarrass the Shliach in front of the witnesses that saw him give the get to the woman because it makes it a matter of public knowledge. Therefore, we accept even his single testimony. Why doesn't Rava hold like Rabba? Why doesn't he agree that they have to say it as the fact that Embikin Lishma? The emphasis from the fact that the Shliach has to say Befonei Nechtam, and not Befonei Nechtav Lishma, Befonei Nechtam Lishma, it shows that the reason is not based on Lishma. Because if it was based on Lishma, you should have to say Befonei Nechtav Lishma, Befonei Nechtam Lishma. Rabba will say, in truth, the Shliach should say Befonei Nechtav Lishma, Befonei Nechtam Lishma. However, the Rabbanim are concerned that if the required statement were that long, the Shliach may leave out a word, the word of Lishma, and therefore make the get puzzle since it was not done exactly in the way that was enacted to be done. We'll learn later if you don't do exactly the way it was enacted to be done, it becomes puzzle. Therefore, they enacted that the word Lishma not be said at all. So it's not part of the enactment. So if long as you say what was enacted, you are good. So even now, why are we not concerned that the Shliach will mistakenly leave out some of the words, say, Befonai Nechtav Nechtam, maybe he doesn't say every single word that he's supposed to say. And for the Gemara, where there's a phrase of three words, a person sometimes leaves out a word. However, a person does not leave out any words when the phrase is only made up of two words. Therefore, the two phrases of Befonei Nechtav, Befonei Nechtam, will not have any words left out, and we don't have to be concerned for that. Okay, why doesn't Rabba hold like Rabba, that is Bekir, that you have to worry about Kiyam Shtaris? Evidently, from the fact that the Shliach doesn't just say Befonei Nechtam, the fact that he also has to say Befonei Nechtav, we see that the purpose is, the purpose and the focus is not on confirming the signatures, because then if that was the only thing, then say Befonei Nechtav. Rav will say, in truth, the Shliach Takash only say Befonei Nechtam. However, if that's all he said, we would confuse this with the confirmation of a regular document and say that even in the case of a regular Kiyam Shtaris, not a get, even a single witness is needed. Therefore, we require him to say Befonei Nechtav as well, which prevents us from confusing this case from that of a regular document confirmation. Rabbi would say that there's no risk for confusion because the cases of get and other Shtaris are very, very different. In the case of the get, he says it's signed in front of me, whereas in a regular document he just says I know the signatures. In the case of a get, a woman is even believed, whereas a regular document she's not. In the case of the get, the wife herself is believed, whereas by a regular document a party of the document is never believed. Rava would respond that if the shliach of the get would say I know these signatures instead of saying Befonei Nechtam, he actually would be believed with that at all. He would be believed with that as well. Therefore, we have to be concerned that simply saying Nechtam without Nechtav would lead to the erroneous allowance of having one witness to confirm a regular document. According to Rabba, the fact that the shliach has to say Befonei Nechtav and Befonei Nechtam means that the Mishnah requires that the writing and the signing of the get be done lishma. Who is the Tana who holds that way? It can't be Reb Meir, because he says in a Mishnah that if a get is written on something attached to the ground but it's cut free before the signing and then it's signed but it's no longer attached to the ground, the get is valid. We see that according to him, it's only the signing that needs to be done lishma and not the writing. You also can't follow Reb Elazar because he says that the signatures are not required deraisa at all. You also can't say maybe it's Reb Elazar, and Reb Elazar says the signatures are only required derabbanon and they have to be done lishma. Maybe say that's what it is. No, because the Mishnah lists the get that are possible derabbanon and does not list a get that was signed not lishma. You also can't say that the Mishnah follows Reb Meir, and although he holds that the rice of the writing does not need to be done lishma, but maybe he holds that the derabbanon has to be done lishma, because Rav Nachman said Rabbi Meir would say even if a get is found in the garbage, it's written for somebody else, it may be signed and used as a valid get. Now, if that's only true deraisa, Rav Nachman would have said, Rav Meir would say that deraisa is good. He wouldn't have said you can just do it, which is much more that even the Rabbani can do it. So, back to the question, who does Rabbah hold like when he says that it has to be written and signed the Shema? Everything where the Mishnah follows Rabbi Elazar, although he holds that we don't need witnesses signed on the get at all, if we do have witnesses signed, it has to be done the Shema. Second Teretz, Rashi said that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda, who clearly says that the writing and the signatures are both essential to the get, which would mean that he would hold that they both must be done the Shema. Why didn't we initially say the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yehuda? Seems to be a clear and civil answer. And for the Mishnah, we tried to make the Mishnah fit according to Rabbi Meir, because he's generally the Tan of anonymous Mishnayis. We also tried to make the Mishnah fit according to Rabbi Elazar, because we passed like him regarding Gittin. So we tried to do that first. When we can't do that, we have a Teretz that he can follow Rabbi Yehuda, who clearly says that the writing and the signing must all be done the Shema.